Can you give us an update on your injury list going into this week and who you think might be available for tomorrow and who won't?
Yeah, I'm not confident that any of them are going to be available for tomorrow. We'll see tomorrow. But we'll have a better idea by tomorrow in terms of their length. It's just some testing that'll happen. You know, and if they're not, then we'll have to look at the options of bringing a player in. But that'll all happen later today.
Do you like what Adam was able to do on that fourth line?
Yeah, I didn't get
game?
Them out on the ice probably as much as I would have liked to. And they were fine. I think they got through their shifts just working real hard. And but like I said, we have to decide with the games coming in how much ice time we think we need to get that out of that fourth line.
Down in Minnie, you were fairly confident that Drew and Adam would play. I guess you're just not a doctor. Is that the conclusion we get out of that?
Well, you're hopeful that the next day a player improves.
Hopeful is the word.
Yeah, so you think that, you know, that it may not be overly significant, and that if they wake up the next morning and, you've had an improvement, that they could be in your lineup. But if you don't, it didn't happen. And then getting them, you know, more tests, more clinical tests, then you have to start looking at that, and then that's, you get better information the further out you go on what you're exactly dealing with. So I was hopeful that they'd feel a lot better the next day. They didn't.
Blake Wheeler described that game in Minnesota as almost the perfect road game.
Yeah.
In comparison, how would you got six in a row at home now. How would the perfect home game look by comparison?
Well, almost exactly that. I think we have to be prepared for that with some important people out of our lineup. That it's it was a great road game. Because everybody off your bench had a piece of it, you know, and that, and there were times that they had some puck control, but we also did as well. So we made the game even, and on back-to-back nights on the road, that probably gives you the mental advantage when you're playing that game even throughout. That's a good thing for the road team.
Do you have to open it up a little bit at home, or is that a dangerous thing to think?
No, the mindset, that mindset of opening the game up wouldn't help us, because it doesn't really change anything except for maybe adds a little cheat to your game, and that wouldn't do us any good. So no, we wouldn't want to. I mean, we got enough offense. We had certainly scored enough goals against Nashville. I didn't think we were trying to open the game up still the last 8 minutes. We get enough offense. We almost have all year, whether we scored or not. We've had enough chances in each game, so playing well defensively is the key for us.
Paul, when you dip down to the Moose maybe, how do you decide what you're calling up, what kind of player, and then how do you balance that versus someone like Adam Pardy, who's been around and maybe needs those minutes too?
Right, then that's the challenge. It's a little different situation because you're asking a defenseman to play forward. Going into Mini, we had some questions on our blue line, some health questions on our blue line after Dustin you know, kind of came back, so it was a little bit of a coverage there for us just in case something happened in that game with some of our guys. I think we're healthier on our blue line going in. But what I'll do is I'll tell Kevin kind of what I'm thinking about with the lines and the hole that I need filled and what I'm looking for from a player. And then the guys that watch that team every day that know where each player's at, they'll pick the guy for us.
Maybe a comment on Matthew Perreault and how valuable he's been to you guys. And it's last year, guys used to talk about Michael Frolik and how they wanted to play with him. And it seems maybe he's that guy this year a little bit.
Everybody likes going on the ice with Matty for sure. Bigger picture, he's a much more complete player now than I think when he got to us, because he went out to the wing, had real good success, and now has come back to center, which was his natural position, probably the place that he likes the most, and he's been great defensively, just I think almost all parts of his game, just on sheer effort. I mean, his determination, he was out on the point there in the second period and lost an edge, went down, got up, dove, and got his stick on a shot from the point in the shooting lane. That's what he's kind of done with all parts of his game, and then there's the finish and the playmaking. So he's one of those guys everybody likes to play with. If you're playing with Matthew, you're going to get the puck. You know, he's going to make plays with the puck, and if you can get a guy to position himself right defensively who's able to make plays, you can put him on the ice in dangerous times, because he's still going to break the puck out. You know, he's not going to bang it off the wall all night where they just keep coming back. He'll make plays for you.
understand Tyler Myers is maybe taken ill. Is there any concern he won't be ready to play tomorrow? Or
Get sick after practice?
Sounds that way.
No, he skated today. He's good.
He did skate, yeah, I know.
Yeah, he was out there. Yeah. There's a couple of guys with cold and flu. No flu. That's not right. It's cold and flu season. We've only seen colds.